U.S. President Donald Trump struck a cautiously optimistic tone after more than 2 hours of talks with Ukraine's leader at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Trump said negotiators reviewed the latest version of his proposed peace framework, claiming a draft agreement aimed at ending Russia's near 4-year war against Ukraine is almost complete. He acknowledged, however, that some of the most sensitive questions, especially the future of Ukraine's eastern Donbas region, remain unresolved. Those issues include territorial responsibility, the creation of a possible free trade zone, and how Ukrainian and Russian forces would be separated.
The word agreed is too strong. I would say not agreed, but we're getting closer to an agreement on that, and that's a big issue, certainly. That's one of the big issues.
Despite those challenges, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said significant progress had been made, particularly on security guarantees.
And we discussed all the aspects of the peace framework, which includes, and we have great achievements, 20-point peace plan, 90% agreed, and US-Ukraine security guarantees, 100% agreed. US-Europe-Ukraine security guarantees, almost agreed. Military dimension, 100% agreed. Prosperity plan being finalized, and we also discussed the sequencing of the following actions. And we agree that security guarantees is a key milestone in achieving lasting peace.
Zelensky said Ukraine is ready for peace and thanked President Trump for his personal engagement, despite earlier tensions between the two leaders. French President Emmanuel Macron announced a meeting in Paris for early January to discuss Europe's security contributions for Ukraine. Trump also confirmed he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin ahead of the meeting, discussing ways to end a war that officials estimate has killed or wounded more than 1 million people.
President Putin was very generous in his feeling toward Ukraine succeeding, including supplying energy, electricity, and other things at very low prices. So a lot of good things came out of that call today.
Negotiators are also investigating shared responsibility for Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, currently under Russian occupation. Trump said the facility could restart under a localized ceasefire. The apparent diplomatic momentum comes even as Russia continues to launch deadly drone and missile attacks on Kiev and other Ukrainian cities. Zelensky cautioned that any final agreement would require approval by Ukraine's parliament or a national referendum. Trump said he would be willing to address Ukrainian lawmakers if it helps to end Europe's largest land war since World War II. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.